Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone learning Pele Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Avas Ish V'Isha. We are focusing on the relationship of a husband to his wife, specifically. And what happens if a person is blessed with a wonderful wife? Everything's water off a duck's back, everything's okay, no problems. So he's blessed, he's wonderful, that's great. Matzah Isha, Matzah Toiv, that's great. And the Kosh Baruch Hu is bevadei chut shel chesed moshu chaleil v'chaviva al bayil. Very nice. Now, what happens if things aren't so easy like that? And what happens if there's a situation where a husband, and I'm going to use a term which is going to sound like an oxymoron. What happens if a person is blessed with a wife that is very, very difficult? Okay, now you understand why. Sounds like an oxymoron. He's blessed with a wife that is very difficult. Omnom. Be yoyset zarech lizare gavad enofel bechulke garma bisho. Isha kosha. Isha kosha. What does it mean, isha kosha? A difficult wife. And he says like this. If the husband is able to be oymid bin yisoyin. Now don't go over to your wife. I want to thank you for being a difficult wife. That's not what we're learning here, okay? That's not the Shalom Bayis lesson. But if there is a situation like this, and he's able to be Oymid bin Yisoyin, you know what means to be Oymid bin Yisoyin? That means he doesn't respond in the way that he feels he should respond. And he's the one who accepts and keeps quiet, and he's pleasant with her. You know what happens? He brings here. He saves himself. He saves himself from Gehenna. That's what Pele Yoitz says. Shemish yesh le isha ra, as the Gemara in Erin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet tells us, ein yirei Gehenna. He's not going to see Gehenna. Hayroi levakeish isha ra ima yochel amay bin yisoyin lefi chaymer din Gehenna. And not only that. If a person is able to deal with this nisayon, I'm not encouraging this, but he should request from Hashem, my wife should be an isha ra. You know why? Because Gehenna is so difficult, we don't want to go to Gehenna. So if we could deal with an isha ra, we could save from Gehenna. That's what Pele Yoitz explains over here. By the way, it's a flip side for a husband and a wife as well. That if the wife is stuck with the isha, ish kosher. But now we're discussing the other side. Now, what is the response of a husband to a wife who thinks the wife is not doing what he really would like her to do? Basics. You know what he says here? V'may veris al daitoi umachisosu. And if the wife is a veris al daitoi and gets him angry. Yishmoruchoi leval yichas oleho. He should calm down. Yishmoruchoi. He should guard. Listen, very easy to say the words here right now and to hear the words now. We're not in the trenches now. Okay? The situation is not boiling. But we have to know what is our responsibility? What's our goal? What do we have to try to focus on? And I want to tell you something. And if you fail once or twice, that's it. Just only once or twice, right? Daven to Hashem. That the next time you should do better. And if something happens, and the same thing is for the wife. But now we're discussing the husband. Daven to Hashem. That Hashem should give you Sefer Shemaya. Not to get upset. Not to be so annoyed. And he says here, the ikur is not to be makbid. If she wants to buy something, let her go buy something. Obviously, things are within reason. But not to be so makbid in life and things. Let it go. There's a famous story with Rav Pesach Kron about a husband and wife and focusing on the big things. I'm not getting into the whole story now. But to take out the lesson from that story, because unfortunately the wife got sick and didn't survive. Layelena. most of the things, most of the issues, most of them are not big issues. Most of the issues are not big issues. So if we could train ourselves to just let it go, and I'm talking to myself 100%. I'm just happen to be sitting in this seat because I'm facing the camera and the recorder. But that's the goal. That's what we have to focus on. He says here, to be oyev, to love one's wife, to be living b'simcha, v'yikabal of din shemayim b'simcha, ki mi Hashem isha le'ish. Who's the shadchin? Who's the shadchin? HaKadosh Baruch is the shadchin. Now there's a medrash that says, after HaKadosh Baruch created the world, what's he busy doing now? There's a medrash. It's a funny question, right? The medrash asks this question. So it says, Hashem is mezavik zivukim. Hashem is the shadchin. Mi Hashem isha le'ish. The wife goes to the husband, HaKadosh Baruch is the shadchin. So we have to remind ourselves of a few points. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv. Toiv Hashem Lakol. If Hashem is good to all, Hashem is good to me as well. I'm not an exception to the rule. If I'm not an exception to the rule, if Hashem gives me this wife, or if the Hashem gives the wife this husband, that means Hashem knows what's good for me. If it happens to be an Isha Kasha or an Ish Kasha, respectively, and you're able to be Oymid in the sign, ooh, that's, you're amazing. You know why? Ain't the Roy Gehenim. Marin Erevin, you're not going to see Gehenna. Now, if not, what's the eitzes over here? Try to let things go. Realize it's not big, it's small stuff. Right? Don't sweat the small stuff, that book, right? You know? It's small stuff. Try to focus on these points. That's what the Pel Yoetz is teaching us over here. And we'll continue with Hashem. Other derachim to avoid quarreling with one's spouse.